Welcome back to another episode of Beyond Adventure. I am Dan Ortega, your keeper for this story, and these are our campers.
I am Connor Young.
I play Connor. I'm Evan McAllister.
I'm Myra Lear.
I'm Belle Gomez.
I'm sorry, I laughed because I literally, when I said, and these are our campers, and that song, the CIS, no. The NCIS or whatever it's called. No, Law and Order SVU. Dun dun. Showed up. Wow. But welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We have so much to go over today. We are going to be going in our story very soon. But our question for this week for our campers is, what is your favorite holiday movie since Christmas and Thanksgiving are right around the corner? And I love Thanksgiving.
I'm picking A Crazy Night, Adam Sandler.
Really?
Oh, that's good. Well, that's an animated one?
No, I love that one! Rewatch that movie nowadays, you will change your opinion on it.
I don't care. My opinion has stayed the same.
The only good thing about
the
movie is the animation. You watch the movie now, you realize how terrible it is.
What have I caused?
It's hilarious! It's hilarious! Okay. You're just doing that because you're just... What is that?
I watched
in
it
your
recently.
Feelings.
I watched it recently. I'm okay.
It's funny. I watched it last year.
You know
year.
What? It's a good movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right. Well, as for me, I love Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a fun movie. It has Turbo Man, which is really
that's
cool.
That's a good movie. I always thought that was a real toy.
They actually made a real toy.
Yeah, they did.
Back in the day, and also I think a few like 2 years ago, they re-released it. And, like it was like a Walmart exclusive, the exact same toy from the movie.
That's what they do. They
I should have gotten it. It was only $30. I definitely should have gotten it, but I missed out.
The regret.
I'm a collector. You see my room. I would definitely put that on my shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. We know.
You haven't looked for it online?
Huh?
You haven't looked for it online?
Yeah, for like $80. No, thank you. I'll skip on that one.
All right. Mine are the Santa Claus franchise with Tim Allen, but my favorite is the third one with Jack Frost.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a DVD and everything. I don't know.
Like that.
I really
like
it.
The trailer's just like Ice Baby. Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't know that.
Yeah, those are trailers for that movie.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
But yeah.
My favorite Christmas movie, it's like a box set that I have. It's like a claymation, a Christmas movie. There's like multiple. There's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Gosh.
You hit that in like the recesses of my mind.
Like my little sister and I watch it every Christmas, without fail. Every single one on Christmas Day. It's like our tradition.
The Misfits.
And it's
the Jack Frost in there, mm-hmm. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Drummer Boy,
mm-hmm. The Misfit toys. Mm-hmm. That was at the end of Rudolph where they met their Misfit
was
toys.
Was that? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they met the king and everything, yeah.
Well, we watch all of them. Like, Baby New Year's, one of the movies. Like, yeah, we watch all of them.
Maybe we have that in the background for our next event.
Sure.
What but, next event are you talking about?
Oh! Thank you so much for asking. Yes, everyone, since this will be our final episode of the year, because we are taking a break because we want to spend time with our family.
For the holidays.
Our friends, for the holidays, for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, for all that. And for a Happy New Year. We will be back next year. But before we go, come and join us on December 22nd for our live show. Yes, guys, we are going to be going live. We are going to be answering questions, topics, having different talks about different things. And we want you guys to come and join us to share in the Christmas spirit that we are going to have. So thank you so much for joining us this whole entire year. Mm-hmm. But we hope that you guys enjoy this episode and join us on December 22nd. Let's go to camp.
Okay.
I could have got you rich.
Cue the intro.
On the last episode, you guys were in the mess hall. And Ralphie came up to you guys and said, did you guys find my brother? And you guys answered with,
oof. Are we supposed to do that?
Yeah. I facepalmed.
Completely forgot.
Seriously, guys? Like, I trusted you guys.
The short-term.
Where's my brother?
The short-term memory loss was serious on this
Bro,
one.
Bro, we've been going through a lot. Like,
wait a minute.
So am I! My brother's gone!
Connor's just eating.
What is he not?
You better hope that's a good meal. It might be your last.
Huh? Listen, we'll find him. We'll find him.
Well, he is not going to take that. And he's going to, obviously, he's going to leave in a huff. Mm-hmm. So he's going to walk away. And he's going to be like, are you freaking kidding me? Looks like I got to do this on my own.
He's going to huff.
And he's going to start walking out. And, yeah, he's going to slam through the doors. What do you guys want to do?
Hey, Myra, Belle, you don't think that thing that we saw in the house could have been, you know...
The skeleton?
By the way, I forgot to add, before Alfie left, I misread this, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
He says, I was afraid of this. First the Force, now my brother. But I won't give up. Like the rest, I won't let it. And then he walks outside.
I'm glad Alfie came back to tell us that.
No, it was before. It was before he left. Dang. He was kind of like murmuring that to himself. It was audible that you guys heard it.
He made two dramatic exits.
All right, so we're gathered in the mess hall. Evan?
I forgot to give you guys exposition. Sorry, guys. I can't. I'm sorry. So, you guys don't think that skeleton that we found could have been his brother?
Ralphie?
But it had hair.
Adam West says,
like,
what skeleton?
Long hair.
Yeah, so it's constantly
oh, Adam!
Was he there the whole time?
Well, since we're all here, do you guys want to fill these guys in?
I'll let you take that.
Okay. Alright, so, We went to the library, right? And we were just, you know, just looking for something. And we pulled on a book. And we were let into, like, this area where it was, like, super dark. And you're not going to believe this.
But there was a door.
Hold on to that drumstick you have in your hand right now. Or whatever it is you're eating.
I'm literally been staring at you while, like, I stopped chewing. So...
He still got food in his mouth.
I'm staring at it really hard, so I know.
I'm looking at your mouth. You have a whole bunch of like just grime and like grease all over your mouth.
Yeah.
He's just staring at you intensely.
I take a piece off of him since he's just staring at me.
Talking to you. Ew. Okay, so what happened is.
Okay, yeah.
We found what we think to be maybe. Could be an actual skeleton.
Could be.
I put the drumstick down and look at him.
You never know. You ever?
Adam looks back
hair
at me
on
like,
it.
Yeah.
He just yeah. mouths it. Like, what the hell?
So now I point at Evan with the drumstick. So you're telling me it's a skeleton in the camp?
Yep. That bone in that drumstick you're holding. That we saw that too in the skeleton.
I throw the drumstick.
Listen. That skeleton was a female.
You're sure about
by
that?
By the jeans.
Which could have been yours.
Men wear women's jeans, let's just put that out there.
I didn't think Ralphie was the kind of person.
Yeah, but that means is the night.
Maybe
I've seen a lot of men wear women's jeans my entire life.
You don't know how many years it's been.
And last time I think Alfie told us we saw him was he was in the lake. He was by the lake.
Yeah, he did.
So why wouldn't he be in the library?
I'm just trying to think of something. Obviously something weird's going on at this camp. Ralphie's missing. We find this weird skeleton who supposedly likes to wear women's pants. Or girls' pants, sorry. And we found this locket. See? Check it out.
Yeah, so it had to have been a girl.
I mean,
in that room.
It's kind of sexy.
Not Ralphie.
Maybe a guy was wearing this and his girlfriend had the other side.
Hey, that's deep.
Or his best friend.
Adam says, that's deep.
Or his be free, as this thing says. What? Who knows what the other side says?
It looks black now. Are you stressed out?
Yes, I'm stressed out. I don't know what's going on.
Adam says,
skeleton, and I'm wearing this locket.
Adam says, but wait, didn't O'Connor say he remembered that locket? That pendant?
The pendiment?
Remember, you rolled knowledge last episode, and you remembered that a certain someone has the other side of that. Emily. Okay, it's Emily. Emily has
This is the episode we find out that Connor has dementia.
Something like that.
Connor, are you okay? Now. Adam says to you.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I guess it was
thinking about food, huh?
Yeah, it's not like that.
It's okay. Me too.
This was Emily's, right?
What do you mean?
Huh?
The locket's right. The pendant's right there. Emily's somewhere else.
Wait, so...
Her annoying self.
Testy much.
She's a jerk.
No, that's true. I agree.
But go ahead. We're looking for Ralphie. She doesn't matter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or does she?
I guess she doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
I'm
worried about Ralphie's brother Alfie. I don't know what he can do. You heard how he left here, super pissed.
Yeah, guys, we should really try to do something.
But then again, we didn't tell him at the lake. We saw something in the water and it attacked. Well, it tried to take me into the water.
Connor freaks out. Yeah, guys, it tried. A big nasty hand went and grabbed Adam.
Yeah, and Xander did nothing.
Connor. Why are you talking to yourself in third person?
Because it was crazy. I'm trying to express it out of excitement.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Guys, we can't fall apart here.
I think I'm trying to back up for some reason.
And he bent your back. Shh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Then let's go look for him.
Okay, where should we go?
I mean, where did he head out in a puff? Did we see that?
Can I roll notice that? I will let you roll.
Sneak a peek on that?
Should we look at...
You know what? I'm going to let you roll notice stuff.
The notice stuff is the bane of our existence.
Well,
literally.
He walked down. I didn't see anything. I blinked too hard.
Me. You know what? I'll help you guys out. Actually, I don't know. Do you guys want to run outside and see if you guys can see him?
I'm going to slowly walk out, opening the door. I'm in no rush to find this guy, but I know I forgot.
I'm going to use a drumstick and just point the way as we're walking.
Yeah. And then Adam Wentz is right behind you marching.
Yep.
We're going this way. By the way, guys, you guys still have not acknowledged that Myra has a book with her.
Myra, what is that?
Myra, do you have a book on you?
And then I tap the book.
You know the book.
I know.
At this point, should I put the drumstick in my items?
It's called being coy.
You know what? Fine. Take the drumstick in your items.
Oh, gosh. How much does a drumstick weigh, actually? Never mind. I'll just continue to think.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm really straight now. You can't.
For a drumstick.
It's not a dinosaur mod drumstick.
Right?
It's a big, like, when you go to, like, a, like,
okay.
Like, one of, like, medieval.
So,
like...
do you guys want to talk about the book, or do you guys want to walk outside real quick?
Let's walk outside. We gotta find Ralphie.
Yes.
Okay, we forgot. That's our fault.
Because if Alfie goes missing after Ralphie went missing, that would be a little crazy.
That's a little far-fetched, but I do agree that... Well, I mean...
We don't need both of them to go
missing. Nash has went missing. Emily has went missing.
Wait, she's missing?
Anything can happen in this strange, wacky camp we're at.
Somebody went missing in the forest, and now... Actually, two people went missing in the forest. You guys don't know this, but there was somebody prior to the game that also went missing, which is why every time that you rolled against somebody, nobody showed up. Remember when you were playing the water balloon game and you
had, like,
encountered
no
nobody?
Opponents. Yeah.
They were taken.
Ooh.
Alfie is looking for Ralphie. And that was the third person who went missing after somebody in the woods went missing, plus Nash went missing. So, I mean, if kids keep on disappearing, I think our best option, this is Adam speaking, we need to help Alfie find Ralphie. Or I feel like something bad's going to happen. But, I mean, considering that book, I mean, Myra, you read it. What do you think?
I'm very confused for the spell. I don't know what to choose.
Okay, no worries. What would you guys like to do? Do you guys want to run outside, or do you guys want to investigate the book?
Well, we have to go outside.
Okay, go outside. See, all of you guys walk outside the mess hall, and you guys in the far distance, like towards one of the entrances of the camp, you see Alfie, running towards the woods. If you guys would have gone to him sooner, you guys would have found something out. But you didn't.
Wait, gone to Alfie?
Alfie went running towards the forest.
No, he just stormed out because he was mad at us.
Yeah, he stormed out because you guys didn't find his brother.
Yeah, but we didn't notice him where he went when he stormed out.
Yeah, like he stormed out.
I said when he stormed out and you guys walked outside, instead of catching him, you guys just see him in the far distance running towards the forest.
It's
not our fault. Like, we're not supposed to, like, hey, don't storm out even though you're angry at us for not finding your brother.
You guys didn't chase him. So that's what I'm saying. He would have given you guys some more information. But now you just see him running towards the forest.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
By the time we were
He's not going to be waiting outside for you guys.
By the time
he's upset. I didn't want to mess with him when he's upset.
He also doesn't have to be a hothead, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. He got mad at us.
That's why he likes Myra, not you, Belle.
That's fine.
Myra? He has a crush on Myra? That's adorable.
No. Ralphie likes Belle.
Does he?
Wow.
Because you...
What vibe was he giving off?
Under that arm wrestle.
Getting out the vibe.
Anyway. No. You guys now have a choice. What do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to investigate the book? Do you guys want to go towards the forest? Or do you guys want to go towards the lake?
Let's go towards the forest because I don't think it's a good idea to leave Alfie by himself.
Yeah, forget this book.
Yeah, guys.
Okay, it's not going to help.
We were supposed to go ahead and help Alfie out, so let's go help
our producer. I want to let you guys know our producer looks so sad because he works so hard on these books. By the way, guys, since you guys didn't ask, these books, because last time Evan tried to look at the book and I told him roll, he has to roll to look at it because the book itself. To even look at it, you must roll sanity.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I lost.
You didn't lose anything because you never looked at it. You never finished the. You never. You said you want to sneak on it, but you never even rolled for it, and then the story went on.
Yeah, I lost sanity for something else.
Yeah. So, if you guys want to look at this book, I will tell you exactly what you can do from this book.
Oh gosh.
But that's only if you want to look at it. Okay. So you guys are now heading towards the forest. The forest seems to have something dark about it. The wind blows, but as if it's trying to escape whatever's inside the forest, lurking in wait. The rest seems to be alive. The forest seems to be alive, as if the trees are trying to hide what's inside by blocking the light from protruding inside. The tree branches bend and snap as the wind flows through them, trying to leave here at once. What do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to enter in, or what do you guys want to do?
I mean, we're walking in. I'm calling out to Alfie. Alfie, where are you?
Where art thou, Alfie?
No, Alfie.
A2 Alfie.
Anybody else?
I guess you guys don't care. Thanks for coming along. I don't care.
And of us will also scream, Alfie, we're here for you.
When I'm scared, I cope by being sarcastic and putting up a shield. It just...
I'm not your therapist.
Jeez, roll trauma!
You drop a dumb
you're looking for somebody.
Do you need some?
The one time I'm vulnerable in front of you, you know what? I hope you get caught next.
Evan, this is not about you. We're looking for somebody.
That's fine. Alfie!
I am sick of listening to you. Yeah, never mind. I'm sorry.
You know what? Adam Woods goes up to Evan and smacks him across the face. And says, get a hold of yourself. We're not going to break apart now.
I take the bone. I go, after the hit.
Wait, what? You're still...
And then...
Yo, I'm going to make something better.
And then Adam West hugs Evan.
I push him away before he hugs me.
I hug him right after. After he pushes
fuck
him.
Fuck attack!
Guys.
Can I dodge?
We got to find Alfie.
Yes, I'm done. No, hold on. No, I'm dodging these hugs.
Just let him hug you.
No, they're both going to hug me.
But look, his thing is going green.
Oh, goodness.
Boy, that's a 92. He ain't got
you. No! You get hugged by both of us.
You get hugged.
Oh, it's an Evan sandwich.
It's a Power Ranger sandwich.
Not to you. He whispers to Evan, I got your back.
Then
they let him go.
And then he says he got my front.
Evan, you're going to take damage for that?
No. Once inside the forest, the campers will hear twigs and branches snapping and breaking all around them. And soon, fast footsteps come at them. Everybody rolling notes?
This roll was the bane of our existence.
86. I'm not.
Oh, I passed.
Wow, it's
I passed.
It's a Christmas miracle.
For real.
Ain't definitely getting that either.
No. Nope.
All right. Okay. You didn't pass, Connor? All right. The ladies passed. You hear that, DM?
Okay. The ladies passed.
Ladies.
Do that again?
Evan doesn't notice because you failed, right, Evan?
I did. Thank you for rubbing it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. Letting the viewers know.
Okay.
So. Because you failed, you get hit.
What about him? He fell too.
He was behind you. So then you two get pushed.
Okay.
Because Alfie runs into you guys full power, full strength, and you see him just knock into you guys. He runs into one of you guys, but he's also holding a pipe. And as soon as Alfie runs into you guys both, all three of you, hit the ground. But Alfie quickly tries to stand up and prepare to fight, holding a metal pipe in his hand. And he yells out, come here! Come out here, you disgusting beast! I'll give me back my brother, and let me kill you!
I think Alfie jumps in, what are you doing?
Alfie is not paying attention. He's looking all around, trying to see if something is around you guys, trying to find where the beast he says is hiding.
I'm sorry, is it dark right now, or is it...
No, but in the forest, there are no light goes inside the forest. The trees go so high that they block out whatever light tries to come in. It's about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, by the way. But around 2 p.m. And yeah, it's just like there's dark corners inside this forest that it's hard to see things. Okay. What do you guys want to do?
Well, by the way, I didn't lose any damage from like...
No.
Thank you. Guys, obviously he's not in his sane mind. And doesn't look like he can differentiate us between friend and foe. So what should we do?
Well, we gotta go ahead and try to get like...
Yeah, take that pipe
attention.
Away from him.
Ask him what's going on.
He has a pipe.
Great, do you want to try?
Alfie, what is going on?
Alfie says to you, you idiots, why did you come here?
Dang, I'm grateful.
We were looking for you.
And your brother.
And he looks at you with endearing eyes.
My brother?
No. He looked at you all and be like, I appreciate the help, but now we're in the thick of it. None of us are leaving here until we freaking kill this thing.
Where'd you get that hype?
What thing?
You guys... really haven't noticed. Every one of you wants to be
stuff.
I have 11 on spooky stuff.
Nice.
Nope. Everybody else has one. I got the best chance.
I got 51.
You know what? I'll also roll for...
If I'm the only one that gets this, I should get a super bonus.
Explain.
Okay. If you would have
explain
five,
to
bro.
Me why I should give you a bonus.
Because I have such a.
No. Give me an actual reason. I'll give you advantage if you explain to me why you personally should be able to.
Okay.
Because obviously.
Because there's also one thing I already have that one.
Because I feel like, out of everyone in this group, I'm trying.
Boy, I have a jump stick. You trying what?
Do you want me to help you?
These things. That was taken from them, and I came back.
Okay. They found you unconscious.
Okay.
But I came back.
Okay, bro. You know what? I will give you for this one time. Wait, one of you guys has a bonus somewhere. But I'll let you roll with advantage. Roll again.
All right. Well, that's 94. So let's hope.
I said roll again.
Let's hope I get better than 94.
Ooh. That was dope.
You definitely got it. Wait, what is it?
No, I had 12 and 11.
Remember, you have luck.
Use your luck.
Oh, you need your luck.
Oh, hey, I'll use one luck.
You remember that the reason why they found you unconscious in the forest? It was because you went looking for Nash. You decided to go and try and save him because something dragged him into the forest. Because you went into the forest and were looking around for him, you begin to see that the trees are moving. You begin to see the vines on the floor maybe aren't just in place. Maybe they look alive. They wrap around you, and they push you straight into a tree. And that's why you were knocked out.
I remember now.
Everybody remembers things immediately once they get knocked out.
That's my excuse.
Amnesia.
His excuse is he was hungry.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Is that your excuse every time?
Every time.
Whoa, Belle, hey, listen, we can't be turning on each other in desperate times like these.
Alfie notices your face of recognition, and looking at your eyes, he knows that you've seen the horror that's lived in this fort. Okay, not like that. Stop looking at me like that. And that's like looking into my soul. Okay. And Alfie looks at you, and he says to you, "You've seen it, haven't you?"
I have.
It's touched you.
Phrasing.
So Alfie looks around and he throws Evan a wooden branch, like a hefty wooden branch.
Like he throws it at me or throws it into
like
my
throws
hands?
It in your direction so you can catch it and protect
okay.
yourself. And he says to you, "You better fight for your life if you want to save your friends."
This All is right. what every man wishes, that stick that they found in the forest. This is their dream coming true.
Now, everybody, roll gym class. Adam West, who passed?
No.
None of you? Okay, well.
He's willing to use his luck, but again, that's 9 luck, which is an insane gamble.
Let's see what happens.
To one of your things.
Wait a minute, I have an extra D10 roll.
There you go, that's a D10 roll.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not part of this, so.
Dang. You're not going to waste it on this?
What do you mean? I'm not 68. Part of it. I have a stick.
Oh, yeah, no, but you failed your gym class, correct?
No, I didn't roll for... Wait, do I
roll for gym class?
Okay.
69. I was off by 1. I was off by 69.
Oh, I won. I won.
Okay. You passed?
Yeah, I got a 6...
16?
Yeah,
I got 16. I have 20, so I...
Okay. Come on. Connor, Alfie, Adam West, and Evan straightly hit the ground, and a branch comes out, and it hits both Myra and Belle.
So fun.
Ow! Guys, roll a 1d4.
Guess those 9 points is worth it. 4.
Take 4 damage.
That's back. 1.
Okay, you take 1 damage. What do you guys do when you guys get hit and hit the floor after being hit by this branch.
I'm literally disoriented because I got a fly. So I'm literally just catching myself.
Wait, what's your HP, your full HP?
12?
Okay, so if you get hit for more half or more of your hit points in one go, that's considered a major wound. And you guys will have to roll constitution of whether you pass out or stay awake.
Okay.
Okay? So you just took 4 damage.
So that's 3.
You took 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have just been hit. You guys were hit on the floor. What do you, Alfie, Adam West, Connor, and Evan, what do you guys want to do?
Freaking out right now. Guys, what are we doing?
Okay. I say...
I take my bone right next to that with your stick.
You still have that? Oh, you put that in your inventory, right?
Bro, I have it. I have a whole drumstick.
I want you, us four, are going to roll notice stuff.
Okay.
To find out, to see if we can see this monster.
Mm. What was that?
I definitely see it.
At least we don't have to see it.
Yeah, he sees it.
No, but we're hurt.
Adam West doesn't see it. He's looking around.
Okay, so
you enjoyed that, didn't you?
So Potter sees it. Let me see. Can I see it? I see it. I see it. So me and him see it.
Yep.
What's your
I'm losing.
What's your
I got the breath knocked out of me.
My notice stuff is 65. I rolled a 23.
Okay. Alfie also sees it. So Adam West is looking around. But you three see it. And Alfie's gonna be like, give me back my brother! And he's gonna try hitting it. He's gonna roll brawl and also hitting with a metal pipe, which is an extra 1d4 damage. So
he's brazy.
For real.
He misses completely. He whiffs it, it moves under him. What do you guys wanna do?
I grab my stick and I try to go smack it myself.
I actually would like to throw my drumstick while he does that to distract them, and I'm gonna take out my clackers only in my hand.
Okay. Roll brawl or fighting.
Fighting, okay, there's a stat.
Okay.
6.
Ooh! Okay, what do you wanna do? How do you wanna hit this thing?
It's a branch, right?
Yes.
So I lunge. Actually, no, you know what I do? I grab the stick from like the top right there, and I just go try to go in for like a big stab on the.
Let's are go. You a vampire?
Yes.
You don't know?
Okay.
Wait, does my action work through the throwing of the drumstick to distract him?
Sometimes there's
Buffy. You can't distract him.
What are you distracting the breath?
Okay,
hey, okay. It doesn't make sense. I just said no.
Roll a 1d4 for damage. Actually, it's supposed to be less, but I'm going to give you a 1d4. Because you rolled so
well. And well, since I rolled this little guy. 1.
Oh, okay. So it go you hit it for 1. You hear it go, ooh!
Like, I didn't know how vocal cords
is this.
You hear it, the branches all around you start cracking as if you're trying to move a limb.
So we
you hear it snap and crack all around you guys. You guys now notice, all of you, that there are vines and roots surrounding this area that you guys are in.
So are we seeing a silhouette of this? Is it a silhouette?
Roll spooky stuff. Okay.
3.
Ooh.
My spooky stuff is 1 though. nah.
I'm not using you got the best possible
roll. You're not gonna use luck?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll spooky stuff for Adam West and Alfie as well. Okay, Alfie, Adam West is not noticed. He rolled a 9-6. I'm really hoping he didn't roll 100, or else he would get schwacked.
Wham.
And Alfie does not notice either. So what you notice is you see a silhouette in the back. In like behind a couple of trees, you see a silhouette. It looks like a giant seed with roots growing out of its head and 2 little legs on it, but it's wooden legs. So it's coming out here. I'll show you exactly a picture.
Scooby-Doo.
It just makes you bald. You're bald, chubby.
Yeah, I see it. Oh my god.
This is what he's describing to you guys. since he is the only one who noticed it, he's gonna put out Mila, and what do you say?
It's just vines! I'm just seeing vines! It's a lot of vines!
Do you wanna point to where it is?
Clearly!
I'm literally, it's over there, Evan! I point with my drumstick at it. It's right there, go, can't you not see it?
And you guys,
I don't notice it.
Now, since Connor has pointed it out to everybody, you guys now see this beast behind all of it.
What is that thing?
Oh,
everybody roll sanity.
No.
Yeah, I got
everybody
three.
Roll 1d4 for sanity levels. Oh, I should roll
three.
All right, move this out of the way. Chrissy.
Okay. Alfie did not pass. Alfie rolls a 1d8 sanity. Oh, thank God. He only loses one sanity.
So I lose four. That's
I lose
awesome.
Four.
I lose three.
I lost
okay,
three.
That's fine. So. Roll knowledge. You pass?
Yeah.
You guys understand what you were seeing, but you guys, it scares you half to death that something like this is alive in this world. You guys cannot believe that this thing is actually real, that it's actually right in front of you right now, trying to kill you.
Okay, can I panic and finally throw my drumstick?
You want?
I literally want to throw my jumpstick.
Okay, where so you throw your jumpstick.
I'm throwing at this thing. That's how scared I am. I don't want to throw at it.
Okay, roll dexterity.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If you're scared, yeah. Actually, no, roll with disadvantage because he's so scared, 40, so he's like not steady.
42, so I pass.
Okay, no. You're going to hit this thing, and it's... Let me roll dodge for this thing.
This thing better get hit. He better get dead.
Personally, I think he should have rolled with disadvantage because he's so scared, but... That's just me.
Yeah, yeah. You never know. Things can happen.
It could be the adrenaline.
That is true. Fight or flight.
You hit this thing right at the tip of its head, and you see the bone hit it straight on, and it just hits the floor, and it looks at you, and now it looks at you. It sees you.
I got my
clock. Its eyes begin to glow red.
What?
It didn't look like it had eyes.
I didn't think it had a head. Listen, I had it
right now.
Do you remember in one scene, I think it was like in the first episode.
I'm just saying the image.
Somebody, you guys were running through the forest and somebody saw red eyes. That was during the battle, the water balloon battle.
Yeah.
What do you guys
that.
Saw red eyes?
Yeah.
I recall
I remember.
I remember very vividly now that I remember being thrown against
okay.
the screen.
Now, everybody roll a D100, and this is now how we're going to have the fighting order. Everybody roll a D100. The fighting order will be Bell, Connor, Adam West, Evan, Alfie, Myra, and the Dark Young will be last.
The Dark Young.
Dark
the
Young.
Dark Young.
That is the beast that you guys are fighting.
Dang, he rolled that low. What a loser.
He rolled a 91. The cool thing about the Dark Young, it has 5 attacks.
Eesh.
Yes.
That's math. Okay.
But you guys hit it once.
We get 1 attack each and he gets 5.
Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome.
That's disrespectful.
All right, and I pull out my...
I can't move very fast.
Well,
I pull out my
spell. Here's the thing. Is it 1 attack... that goes against everyone, or is it just like 1 attack that he can target each person? Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I was about to say, like, if he can attack all of us 5 times in a row, that would be Riddick.
His attack, I'll tell you guys once you guys do it. Okay. Now, Bell, you are the first in line. What do you want to do?
Let's say I find a rock on the floor, because we're in the forest.
Roll notice stuff.
That one passed.
Okay. You find a rock on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you like to do?
Strike.
Oh, you're going to just try stabbing at it?
Yeah.
Blood. Okay, right, or we'll fight.
And plus, wait, how close are we from the...
Pass.
Okay, roll 1d4. Yes.
One.
Okay, he takes another 1 damage. His, you can see that the vines around you guys are starting to move a lot more because now they are sensing danger.
This is not good, guys.
Okay. Next is... Connor.
Everyone's favorite little guy.
All right, so
Come on, Green Power Ranger.
I notice. I also have the toy gun. What was the gun name again? What was it called?
The Austin Magic Pistol.
The Austin Magic Pistol.
Oh yeah.
So what I want to go ahead and do, I don't know if this counts as two actions, because obviously we're going to do one, but I want to take my clackers in my left hand. I want to distract the monster by like playing with the clackers to make like a loud clacking noise. And I want to go up to the monster so I can use my gun at it. I want to use a toy gun.
You want to use the toy gun. So you want to distract it and shoot the toy gun.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I would say if you distract it for this round with the clackers, I will give you advantage on the toy gun next round.
Okay. So should I just roll right now then for...
Roll taunt.
Taunt. Okay. 15. I just packed it.
Nice! Three. Okay, well how are you distracting him with these clackers?
So, it has a ring from the picture to what I see. So like I put my finger through the ring and I'm trying to just make him clap. So like, spend an hour.
Okay,
yeah. It's like, show me. Like this, like...
Tell them.
So I'm literally taking the clackers in my finger and I'm spinning it and moving it so it goes.
Oh, wait, hold up. So you're using it like it's intended, right?
Yeah.
No, really?
No, I'm still good. Okay.
No, what does it say again?
Dexterity roll.
Yeah, you gotta roll dexterity to make sure you don't hit yourself.
Okay, that's fine.
Until it's
oh my gosh, no! I'm hitting myself! No!
Typical.
Alright, how do you hit yourself?
I guess I'm spinning it and this hits me right in my nose, so I stop halfway.
Oh no!
Okay,
so I fall.
Are you okay?
No!
Oh man.
I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna say you just take one damage. Next, Adam West. Adam West is just going to. He's gonna do the same as Belle, try to look for something in the forest. Oh wait, what's your notice stuff again?
My notice stuff is.
It's like 68.
25.
Yours is worse than mine.
And Wes doesn't find anything. So he's gonna try punching this thing with his strength. Okay?
Oh my gosh. Should I
punching actually cannot be.
Can I give him?
No. Finds that.
Yeah, do not interfere.
85.
He's gonna try punching this thing with his strength with his normal hand. But he's gonna roll his strength to see how much damage he rolls.
Okay.
So his brawl. He rolls a 6 for his brawl, for his fighting brawl. He's gonna walk, run up to the stage and freaking Superman punch him. What's your strength?
55.
Go Red Ranger.
Right.
He rolled a 3.
Yes! Oh my god.
He's gonna go up to the stage and go.
He literally one punch man punch this thing.
Though.
And because he rolled so well, I'm gonna give him a 1d6. Of brawl damage,
okay.
Just because his strength is—he did so well on his strength. He got an attack. But the beast now notices Adam West is a threat. He is locked into Adam West. He doesn't think you're a threat because you threw the bone. He now wants to kill Adam West.
Oh,
oh no!
Evan,
I mean,
what do you do?
It's not me.
Well, I gotta step up. I can't let him do anything to Adam.
Okay, what do you want to do, Evan? There's no context to that laughter.
I mean, you're
like
right.
It.
Sorry, I laugh when I'm nervous. So I remember in my inventory I have a super ball.
Okay.
So I feel like that would be really useful against this creature.
What does it do?
One d4 damage, and depending on where it hits, it may cause blindness or bruising.
Sheesh!
Ooh. I forgot that was an OP ball. Because remember, this is not a regular. This is a 90 super ball.
Mm-hmm.
These were the most dangerous bouncy balls that you could get. Okay, what do you want to do?
Okay, so with this super ball, I'm using it as a placeholder, it's just a die. I'm not gonna throw it. It doesn't bounce either. Alright, but I'm gonna throw this thing as hard as I can at those big red eyes I see on that creature.
Roll dexterities, but because you are doing, you're doing this, and I like what you're doing, I'm going to give you advantage on it. Go ahead.
Thanks, Adam. I'm just kidding, you're
the DM. I'm the DM.
I know.
Adam, I was going to be like, you can do it!
Thanks, Adam. That was a good punch, by the way.
Okay. Oh my thanks. Gosh. These all right, nerds.
Well, here we go. 34. This is for dexterity, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's my dexterity?
Under your thing.
Okay, so 34. So that's already good. Let's see if I can get it better. Okay, that's not as bad. Okay, so I'll go with the first one, 34. I have 40 dexterity.
So that means you throw it directly at their eye. Roll 1d4.
Yay.
Roll 1d4. And what do you have to roll for blunt?
Before.
No, it depends
depending on where it hits. If I'm hitting in the eye, I'm assuming that's already going to cause blindness and or bruising.
You're going to cause... Remember, it's like a shrub thing. So, if you roll a 4, I will allow you to give it blindness.
I've always wanted the blind tree. 1?
But come on. Wait. How are you going
to... Come on, dexterity. I got the dexterity on it.
He aimed it at 1 eye.
You should have.
Yeah, listened. You're rolling damage. I let you hit it.
Okay, fine. He's not blind yet.
No.
Dang it.
But it does take 1 more damage.
All right, fine.
How are you gonna get the ball?
It bounces off.
Yeah. It's a bouncy ball. It bounces.
It's gonna bounce back.
Yeah, right.
Evan must have some practice catching.
Back into his hand, but it will hit back.
It's like a boomerang.
Something to catch it.
Come on, I got.
If we're close enough, you could probably.
He could grab it from the floor.
And throw it again.
Or, well, everyone else is doing their turn. I can go run and try to grab it.
Fine, I'll allow you to do that.
Okay.
Just because. And I'm gonna say that you have you roll dexterity good, that it comes back to you, just like in Final Fantasy, where the guy who kicks the ball.
Lock up?
Yes.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 10.
Or like a boomerang.
Anyway, now it is Alfie's turn. Alfie has a pipe. Alfie will roll brawl fighting. He gets a 13. Let's go. He's going to wail on this thing. He's going to... He goes back and he tries to hit it. He's going to hit it with his pipe. He rolls a 4. Let's go. Alfie rolls a 4 and hits it right in its face, thereby tearing off a chunk of the actual wood that is part of it. He makes a giant dent in the wood. You hear... All the branches around you now begin to recede a bit.
Whoa.
Good job, Alfie.
That's Alfie.
Good job.
Now Alfie does not hear any of you. He is in a rage because he wants his brother back.
Oh,
gosh.
Did he see him taken? He's assuming.
You guys don't know what's going on.
Or is he just so mad at everything right
now?
You
guys don't know what's going on.
I would say so.
Okay.
Myra's turn.
All I have in my gear is flashlight and glow sticks. So I'm not sure if I can
stab him in the eye with the glow stick.
I know, right? And break them in there.
And band-aids.
Oh, is that really what you want to do?
Let's do it.
Oh, okay. Roll fighting.
Good. I just light them up for him and just do that little.
Oh, you're just gonna dance.
Hey guys, it's a little dark in here.
Illuminate.
Okay, I'm gonna say that's a taunt. I'm gonna say if you want to do that, I'm gonna say that's a taunt.
Oh, and he likes it too.
Okay, roll taunt.
The monster.
22.
No.
He looks at you and is just like, ugh, and looks back at Adam West. Now, it's the Dark Young's turn.
Oh, no.
Dark Young looks at Adam West because he is now... Adam West, he considers a threat. This monster is going to attack Adam West first.
Adam! Really, instead of me who failed?
It's massive tentacles.
He doesn't view you as a threat. That's the difference. He views Alfie as a threat.
Like, the only the only ones that I've hit the monster so far are myself,
Adam,
and Evan.
I threw a ball at his eye.
Adam West in locks eyes with this dark young beast. And you're gonna roll dodge for Adam West.
Okay.
But for this thing to attack, it's just gonna attack you. It's gonna wave one of its huge tentacles right at Adam West. Roll dodge.
Oh, 27.
Yeah, I still fail though.
Okay, this branch comes at Adam West and hits it right in Adam West's chest.
Oh no.
He's gonna take a 1d. It says 1d10. 1d10 damage. Oh,
no.
7 damage.
Out of 11? That's crazy.
He's got 4 left.
Okay, roll constitution for Adam West.
No.
Or at least how many says 62.
There's like 4 numbers that it could be right now.
No, what's the one above the 100? That one. 45, it's 45.
Mm-hmm.
What's your constitution?
It's my constitution is 40.
Oh, well.
Okay, Adam West passes out. He's knocked back so hard, and he's thrown against a tree, and he falls to the ground. He's not moving.
Oh my god!
Can I run up with my flashlight and blind him for a moment?
This foam start coming out of his mouth.
Thing?
Yeah.
Roll. It's not your turn.
Does it matter?
It is now.
It doesn't matter.
It's still the dark young's turn.
Things.
The dark young is now gonna look at Alfie, and he's gonna roll attack at Alfie. And Alfie does not dodge.
My gosh.
Alfie now is hit once again. Well, Alfie is going to be hit. He's going to roll a 1d10. He's hits a 6.
Down the 4. No,
okay, so I'm going to roll constitution.
6.
For Alfie. Nah. He's also knocked out.
Oh my god!
If you don't let me go up to
this other now, this other tentacle comes at Alfie, hits him right in the stomach, thereby knocking him into another tree.
Ooh.
And now he also hits the ground, and his pipe goes flying.
Alfie!
No!
Guys, I have a bad feeling about this.
I want blind with my flashlight. I'll probably
okay.
Okay, yo.
I'm gonna help you guys out just a little bit. He's gonna use one attack, but this attack is gonna be him moving forward. The circle that surrounds you guys in tentacles has now grown closer. It's now tighter. You guys are losing area. This thing is now trying to make the area even smaller, so you guys have nowhere to go.
To run.
That's fine.
Sorry.
He has one more attack. You guys are up. Let's see.
I thought he had 5 attacks.
I know.
That's one for Adam, one for Alfie, one for moving. So he has 2 more, right?
He has 2 more, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm just going to use up those 2. Everybody roll dodge. He's going to do 1 clean sweep.
19.
19.
6.
20, right there, I see you. You're good.
You're good. Yes. Good.
You pass. Nice. I'm good. 40.
Okay. So this thing's branch does a full on sweep, and as it's about to hit Myra, do you remember that little thing you saw in the woods that one time?
Little pebble on the floor that I wasn't able to pick up.
I want you to roll strength with advantage right now.
So get a 1 instead of 100.
85.
I said advantage. It means you go again.
Oh. I see what you did there. 65.
Okay.
What's your strength?
After those 2.
Oh, strength. 45.
Mara, you will now take 6 damage.
I can't roll myself. Why you roll for me?
6 damage.
You get no save.
I'm sorry, that's hit points,
you
right?
Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying.
65,
I passed.
Do you
want to
stay? Do you want to like stay awake, or do you want to pretend that you're passed out?
I'll stay awake. No, I'll stay awake.
Okay. What do you say? What do you say to them?
To all of them.
Remember. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
This is what. So this is how it's gonna happen. This great branch that all of them hopped over, it's gonna come at you. It's gonna get you straight in the mess. This thing is gonna make you now be in the air. It swept you on your legs. You were flying in the air, about to hit the ground.
I see rock.
Oh, that's wild, yo.
Myra, you're going crazy up there.
Yes or no?
Are we ending right there?
No, shut up.
He did the signal!
It's not me! And that was episode 10, A Rave in the Forest. Our campers have decided to fight and try and find out the mysteries of this camp. But what comes ahead maybe is the real mystery. I would love to say catch you guys again in 2 weeks, but we will be taking a holiday break. And we will be back next year. But guys, so you don't miss us too much, we will be doing a live show on the 22nd of December. So come and join us for some Christmas cheers and ask us questions about our characters or about us and have some fun. Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear and editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Dale Ortegi, as the Keeper, and Joseph Ferris as our producer of the podcast. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos, so check him out on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more. Also, guys, a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them on their Instagram as well, at guildhall.lounge. And check us out on our social medias to follow us and send us questions. If you guys want to see a name you choose in the podcast, hit us up, guys. We'd love to hear from you all. Also, guys, have a Merry Christmas. Be safe out there. We hope you guys have a great new year. And remember that we are going to be going live on the 22nd of December. So come and join us for some laughs. Be safe out there, campers.